summarize before I take any questions, but very, very happy with the offseason so far. We don't change coaches very often in this organization, but the transition with Doug has been smooth, outstanding, great communication, high energy. The staff that he put together, very excited about. I think we've it's important to hire really good coordinators when you're a first-time head coach. That was a big key with Andy, with John Harbaugh and Jim Johnson, and really happy to have Jim Schwartz and Phipp, who's outstanding. And Doug surrounded himself on offense with some real solid, talented guys who were play callers and thinkers like Frank Reich and Flip and guys like that, and keeping Stout. And it's a long list. But anyway, impressive coaching staff, outstanding communication and chemistry in the building. And it's just been sort of nose to the ground, and what Howie's been able to do is pretty outstanding in terms of a league that values salary cap space and draft choices to be able to make those trades, align our resources the way we preferred, and to move forward from there. Really, he's had a great plan. Hard kept his nose to the groundstone, if you want to call it, and kind of did the right thing strategically, communicates outstanding with everybody, the scouts and coaches, and at the moment couldn't be more pleased. We've a lot more work to do. By no stretch are we satisfied. We've got a lot of work to do and a lot of opportunity to really improve the team, and it's great having the eighth pick in the draft as well. Happy to take any questions.
What decision to suspend the personnel head search until after the draft?
It was always going to be a twofold search. When you're dealing with player personnel, you're basically dealing with two windows. If you want to be satisfied with the first window, and we interviewed some good people, you can call it at that point and make a decision. But we always sort of intended we're going to have a certain group of people available right after the season, and we're going to have a larger group available right after the draft. And that was always the intent if we were surprised in a way where we just pull the trigger, be open to it. But the plan was always sometime in May to make that final decision.
Now that more time has passed, does that role have a more defined role?
I still will wait till we make that hire, because I just don't want to telegraph. It's very, very simple and easy to define. Howie's responsible for making sure we have the best player personnel department in the league, and in order to do that, we are going to hire a very good head of player personnel, and that's really the bread and butter of every organization, is how well you draft, how well you develop players, how well you pick coaches, and that's it. You have free agency, but I think you want to draft really great.
So does that mean that Howie will still have control over whoever this person is?
I think we're going to wait till May, but I think it's he's responsible for the football operation. And by the way, when you're talking the NFL today and football operations, it's really a very fast-moving field, if you understand where we're at. We're not at where when I bought the team 20 years ago or where the league was 10 years ago. It's now, I would say, if there's two positions that have to process information and data quickly and completely, it's quarterback and it's head of football operations, because just as an example, in May we're going to be bombarded finally with the data from RFID. That's going to revolutionize the sport in the long run. You're going to have live measurements, biometric measurements of players in the stadium, on the field. How you deal with all the statistics now that are available through scouting is extraordinary when you break it down. How you integrate sports science with peak performance. The hit rates in the NFL, as you all know, are not great when it comes to the draft. That's all evolving so quickly. So whoever, and in our case Howie, is going to, when you're in charge of football operations, you're responsible for maximizing sports science. You're responsible for maximizing the scouting process. You're responsible for how you're going to integrate RFID. How are you going to handle every bit of information? Because it's no longer just studying film. Studying film is the core and always will be. But the amount of data processing now to up the hit rates is extraordinary. And I think the organizations and teams that can maximize the data, quickly process it and make correct decisions, have a better chance of upping their batting average.
So on the topic of quarterback, how do you view Sam's contract and that position going forward?
Yeah, very, very happy to be able to bring Sam back and Chase as well. You know, I think Doug is very confident in both of them, and I think we've got two solid quarterbacks. They will be very competitive. Sam clearly number one, and you know, it's a great situation to be in. That's, and we're still looking for a third quarterback. So that's, you know, somewhere in the draft. And I think, like we used to do, we would always each year or every other year try to draft a quarterback. And at some point, you know, and I think, you know, that'll probably continue as long as there's quality throughout the draft. And you can, you know, identify how you want to develop a quarterback over time. It's not somebody that has to step in. Then hopefully we can find somebody, you know, throughout the draft.
Jeff, if the plan was for always to wait until after the draft for the personnel, was the plan always then for Howie to be responsible for personnel?
Yes, it was. Okay. Yes, it was. Absolutely. No
so
change.
When did you make
it's
that?
Fair to say he'll be held responsible for the moves that have made this offseason?
Yes, without question, and he'll be accountable for how well the player personnel department does in the future, because that's an important hire. Going forward, so it's not just one person; it's a department. But he'll be responsible for the quality of that department.
And how will that account
GM's duties? Right. I mean, now he's
yeah. It's just you know, in today's NFL, I don't know what the words general and manager mean. So we're trying to be a little more specific and say football operations, because when you're managing football operations, as I said before, it's no longer about watching tape, figuring out who to draft and that kind of stuff. It's extraordinarily collaborative. It's information intensive. And you may have all the right things, but if a player is going to be potentially injury prone, what are you basing it on? Are you basing it on sports science really doing the analysis? Or are you basing it on some gut feeling that a guy's had a few injuries in college? No, you got to be a lot, you got to play the odds a lot better. So information processing with all that's available again, and how are you going to how are you going to interject ARFID? I mean, that's like most businesses. This is pretty crucial. NBA, MLB have been dealing with it. There's no easy and correct way, but I think teams that can take advantage of all the information have a huge leg up.
Jeff, do you regret taking Howie?
But you spent a lot of money to keep the core of this team intact.
Yes.
Including the quarterback. So given that, what is your expectation regarding this team's ability to compete for the division title this season?
Yeah. Well, we expect to compete for the division title this season. But at the same time, you know, all decisions, and we've talked about this, and Howie and I have talked about this, Doug, it's a maximizing short-term, maximizing mid-term, and maximizing long-term. One of the reasons for changing the resource allocation and making those trades was a change in the preference of how we wanted to allocate the resources. And that's a short-term impact, mid-term, and long-term. We wanted to reallocate to other positions and other players. And as Sal mentioned, I mean, a key element in the whole thing was re-signing our best young players. We have a lot of really good young players. We wanted them all with us for the long run. We want them to, you know, it's you may see it less and less in the NFL, but there is an opportunity, and we've always been, you know, trying to do this for years, whereas find and identify your best core talent. If they're really good people and good teammates, if they're good in the community and they're real talented, make sure you get them and be Eagles for a long time and get them early. And, you know, that's what it was with Lane. That was what with Vinny. That's with Ertz. And sometimes it's a re-signing of Selleck for a few years. And, you know, it's signing Brandon Brooks because we identified a good young player at a position we've struggled with. And we've struggled at safety ever since Malcolm's been great, by the way, and re-signing Malcolm was big. Teaming him with Rodney McLeod, outstanding. I mean, very excited about that. Hopefully, and it's a tough position to find in the draft these days. We've struggled with it. Most teams have. Hopefully to have a really great safety core and but re-signing your best young players, I think, is still the best strategy for success.
When Howie was away, you know,
yes,
on the other side, like,
yes.
What was it that made you think that, like, you know, he should be put back in charge?
It was, you know, it was really clear. First of all, the whole plan was for Howie to really spend the time studying state-of-the-art decision-making around the globe in sports. And we really opened it up to, you know, from English Premier League, NHL, NBA, MLB, try to find who the best general managers or, quote, head of basketball operations or whatever were. Make sure that Howie was able to spend a lot of time with all these people. I spent some time with some of them. And really kind of take that year and learn from the best in terms of where they're usually open about their successes and their mistakes and where they got lucky. And just, you know, take it all in. And I think one of the things that really comes across with Howie today is the clear thinking, the strategic aspects of it all, the humbleness. Not that he wasn't humble before, but when you meet some of the top heads of football, heads of basketball, hockey, soccer operations, the humbleness comes across, the collaboration comes across, the chemistry in the building comes across. And those were all things we wanted to, you know, incorporate into the decision-making. It's so often about one consistent, non-flashy decision after another, basically. It's not winning press conferences. It's not winning free agency. It's making just solid decisions one after the other, and hopefully you make more than most of the other teams.
But that kind of makes it seem like it was a temporary thing?
No, it was always a potential. You know, at the time, it was to maximize Chip that the change was made. But as I told you days before that Howie had been doing a hell of a job. So this is there was a chance for Howie to really sort of maximize his potential over the past 9 months. And we're all on the same page in terms of what it's going to take to process all the information. That to us is the key looking forward for any sports organization, but particularly in the NFL, where you have 53 interactive players, 20-odd coaches, and all the decision-making. If you study the batting averages in free agency and in the draft, it's not real good in the NFL. It's just not. And I think we're about to enter a phase where there's an opportunity to really up that. When you have a first round that's really just shade over 50% hit rate, and it goes way down from there, you got to try to look at the big picture and do something about it. And I think we're in a great situation to be able to do that. Whoever ends up running the player personnel area will have to be somebody that's very sort of meshing with that attitude, because it's going to be about information and data and film work and the basics, but tremendous amount of information processing.
Hey, Jeffrey,
we have time for two more questions.
When Doug was asked about who breaks a tie in personnel, you raised your hand.
I did.
Perhaps in jest on an introductory press conference.
Yeah.
But are you taking a more hands-on approach as owner? And I'm curious where your self-analysis has led you as far as what tweaks you need to make to ensure that this franchise is going forward in the best way.
Yeah, I think, well, there's a couple things there. I mean, collaboration and constant healthy communication is the backbone of processing any form of information. And you need to have real healthy communication going on where you're not afraid to be a dissonant, you're not afraid to disagree, you're able to really express yourself in completely open ways and foster that attitude, because then if you combine smart people with good communication skills, you're able to accomplish a lot. And I see that throughout in terms of having people throughout the building that are smart, good communicators, solid strategic thinkers, and Doug, has been terrific in that, and Howie as well. And Tom Donohoe has done a great job preparing us for this draft and his team. And I think there was another part of the question.
Well, are you more hands-on now in what tweaks have
you made? I'm always, I think what I try to be is very hands-on and not very public about it, and not very. The focus is not on me, but in terms of the way I've always run things, is very directed, very strategic and analytic, and expect everybody to follow that and to be accountable. And if we're going to make mistakes, let's make them based on total information picture, not any other reason. Let's up our odds in every single way. If we're getting free agents, let's make sure we maximize how they integrate into the program. It's not just about signing a free agent. How is that person going to integrate into the Philadelphia Eagles, to the community, to the other teammates? They're making a lot more money than they ever did before. It's our responsibility to help that person manage. Suddenly they're making $6, $8, $9 million a year, never had a contract like that before. It's part of our responsibility as an organization to maximize their ability to deal with that. While I think of it, I just want to – we also lost a couple players that decided to not renew our relationship with D'Amico Ryans. In my 21 years of owning the team, there's never been a classier player. I just want to say that. What a great guy, what he contributed to the Eagles in every way, a great role model, and we've had many. But D'Amico's the latest, and really outstanding. Cedric, I just want to say, real good young player. Came from out of nowhere, Southern Arkansas, great teammate. I'll miss him, and you can't re-sign every single player. We have a new scheme, 4-3. Probably couldn't maximize Cedric in that scheme, but I just want to wish him the best of luck. Not against us, but just best of luck. Good guy.
In Arizona, at these meetings, you were so adamant that giving control to Chip and following his vision was the way to go. Do you regret having done that?
I'll put it this way. I think it was a necessary way to go to find out if Chip was the right guy. Let him be responsible for all the decisions that he wanted to inject and make. And no question I have that it was the right way to dissect whether Chip was going to be the right guy going forward or not. We dissected it and decided that, with all some of the great things he brought, he wasn't the right person going forward, and it was helpful to have him be accountable for those decisions so that we could move on in a great way.
Very expensive lesson, Jeff?
I would say no. I mean, the expense of a lesson is just time. It's not money. It's, we're all about wanting to win big. And no amount of money will ever prevent us. We're all in, as you know, and it's really about winning championships for Philadelphia. So we lost some time. We didn't lose in the classic way of expense. It was a time expense.
Jeff.